This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Students and teachers around New England took part in yesterday's national school walkout. One of them was Mahar Regional Middle and High School in Orange, Massachusetts. At 10 a.m., with an icy walkway still being treated, they exited the building and stood outside for 17 minutes, 1 minute for each victim in the Parkland, Florida school shooting a month ago. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman was there.
Hi, everyone. We're just waiting.
About 100 of Mahar's 640 students in grades 7 through 12 chose to stay in the library with the teacher. All the others stood outside in the cold.
Hello, Mahar.
Cole Emery is a senior at Mahar, on the student council, and among those who organized the walkout. He told the crowd after the Parkland shooting, he barely heard any of them talk about it.
If you do not want gun violence tragedies to be your status quo, then don't let them be. I hope that you imagine a country in which our younger brothers and sisters will never have to be afraid of going to school.
This isn't a liberal or a conservative issue. It's a human issue, Emery told the crowd. The administration at Mahar Regional didn't want to politicize the walkout or list it among the hundreds on the National Walkout website. School Superintendent Tari Nugent-Thomas says she had two reasons. One, students could have been sitting ducks.
I didn't want to put on a national map that my students would be spilling out at 10 a.m. and assembling publicly.
The other reason is that this rural community has a diversity of opinions on gun control. For instance, Thomas says the school has an active fish and game club.
And so there's a large population here that's very supportive of gun rights. So when the kids let us know that they wanted to assemble, it was a tricky balancing act for us.
Thomas says some parents did complain about the walkout, and she told them it was an opportunity for students to honor those who died. And for those who wanted to, they could urge lawmakers to look at gun control. And that's just what student speaker Cole Emery did.
If you don't like organizations that profitize weapons and commodify human lives, then get up and go vote for someone who will represent your values.
I am going to read the names of all the...
Toward the end of the 17 minutes, another student began to read the names of the 17 people killed in Parkland.
Alyssa Aladef. Scott Beigel.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.
Thank you for coming. It's 10:17. Everyone can head back to class now.